And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And alert the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
A podcast for everyone in the good old USA and all around the world.
Over there, send the word over there.
Quality booze and country music at its best.
So you're saying, can you set my country music award on fire?
The music, nice and loud.
What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
You can email the show at bootsandwhiskeypodcast@gmail.com. That's bootsandwhiskeypodcast@gmail.com.
It's just swimming with bow-legged women.
All social media can be found at Boots and Whiskey Podcast. The show is great, even if you're sober. Well,
my advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Jim loves his music and his whiskey.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
You have to be a real big woman.
This is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle. Great music, great booze, and fun, even for you non-drinkers.
Y'all want to drink whiskey? I'd like a Coca-Cola in a clean glass.
Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Boots and Whiskey Podcast. It is March 1st today. Welcome to March. Oh man, can you believe it? March is here already, and it's also the first day of Women's History Month. Today we have our first of five female guests this month with Christy Huff. Christy, thank you so much for being a part of this show. Can't quite remember, but Christy and I had this conversation back in, January, I want to say, mid-January, end of January, and I actually enjoyed the conversation so much that I wanted to make sure she had a shining moment here on the show. So I said to her, you know what? I want to hold off on releasing your episode. Yeah, we did this mid-January looking at my calendar. And I said, you know what? I want to hold off on your episode because in March we're doing a women's history thing and, you know, focusing on women of country music. And I just thought that this conversation was so great and so energetic and so in-depth and exactly, you know, what I like this show to be, that I was like, you know what, I think Christy will be the perfect guest to kick off March, and I think once you hear this episode, you're going to agree. So really, without further ado, I want to present to you the lovely, lovely Christy Huff. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be on the Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited for you to be here. You know, it's kind of been a very quick turnaround, which is, for me, really, really surprising. And anybody else that's listening to this is probably pissed because
yeah.
No. I'm usually like, you know, hey, sorry, can't talk to you for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. And, you know, usually people are really good about it, but you like literally just caught me at the exact right moment.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, no, this is great. I know, because it's only been like maybe like 2 to 3 weeks or something.
Yeah. And like, really, like, I know that probably sounds super arrogant for me to say, but, you know, I'm pretty much booked out until April with no leeway, yeah. You know.
Man, so well, I'm glad that I caught you before then. It kind of hit me at a good time, because it's like after the holidays, I feel like January is always like a weird like lull thing, like, you know. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And so yeah, I'm really excited to be here, and yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you kind of, you know, you, I, you know, everything goes so fast over here for me that, you know, I'll be totally honest. I don't remember a lot of conversations I have with people. I just know that I have them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So like, you know, I don't honestly remember how you came across me. Do you remember how that all happened?
Yes. Yeah, so, I think you have, I mean, I know you have interviewed a couple of my friends.
Oh, okay.
Like Kirsty Krause. Oh, and right. Sarah Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think I just saw you, you know, as I'm an independent artist, as independent artists do, you know, it's like we get help. We get by with a little help from our friends,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
I like,
yeah.
I always see, you know, people see where I'm playing. I see where they're playing. And then I'm like, oh, cool. And I saw that my friends were interviewed by you. And I was like, oh, that would be really cool. So then I reached out. So I'm glad that, you know, like, it's cool too that we kind of have like a similar circle too. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you say that because I love those two girls like so much. Like so much.
Me too.
Like, and I've actually, you know, I would say that. I don't know how they feel about it, but I consider them really close friends, you know, especially Kirsty. Like Kirsty and I, you know, probably text at least once a week to see how each other's doing, you know,
because, oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's just the relationship we've built, you know, and like, I've built that with, you know, a lot of the people I've interviewed, which, you know, for me is the point of
that's this. The best part about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it's, you know, I don't want to just talk to you for an hour or whatever it is and then be like, all right, well, good luck. See you later.
Yeah. 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 Well,
you know, that's
cool.
Not really. Yeah. That's not really my style. You know, like, I, you know, I see what everybody's doing on social media, so I know when things are happening. And,
yeah.
And stuff. Well, and
that's the beauty about, I think, like, the music industry, apart from, like, other, like, industries or communities, is that it's, like, it's a bond, like, something bonds us together more than just, like, I have friends, you know, who, like, are in different industries, and it's kind of, like, okay, I'm gonna go, and then I leave, and, like, sure, I have friends, and, like, I meet people along the way, but it's, like, that's work, and that's not really, you know, like,
yeah, oh,
there's not, like, an actual relationship, but, like, with music, what's amazing about it, it's, like, this is our passion as well, and it's, like, it takes a special or like a different type of a person to like, you know, be immersed in this industry. So yeah, I think yeah. Like when we find people, you know, then it's like, oh, cool. Like we're more of a community, you know, and like stand by each other. So
yeah.
I think
you know,
that's like a beauty about it. Yeah.
You know, and I feel like country music in general is
exactly
is very unique to that, you know, because,
yes.
You know, growing up, you know, I listened to all kinds of music. I was a big classic rock and jam band kind of guy. And, you know, I had toured with other bands and okay. Saw a lot of things, but like, it was never like it is with this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And I think that's why I love that you told that story about, you know, Kirsty and Sarah, because, you know, in any other, I think in any other genre, that would have never been a conversation.
No. And, you know, like I'm in LA, so there's it's not just the country. Like I go back to Nashville frequently. But what's different about LA, like, I mean, I love LA, but then also there's like that side to it of like, it's not just the country music industry. It's like pop and rock, like so many different types of genres. And yeah. I can tell, like, especially like with like the LA pop scene, sometimes it's like, don't talk to me, I don't want to be friends with you because I see you as my competition, you know.
Right.
But like in the country scene, it's like, you know, you go to a writer's round and you listen to somebody and then you can walk up to them and be like, wow, you're so cool, like you're amazing, like I would love to write sometime. And 9 times out of 10 you book a write and like you're there, and that's without even like the other person's like knowing or saying or like, you know, like
yeah.
You having to prove like, yeah, see, I'm a songwriter too. But
right.
I feel like in different especially genres, it's like, oh cool, yeah, send me your links, you know. It's like a little different, which I get that too, but then
yeah.
At the same time, it's like, it's nice to be able to like, sure, like let's get together, and really you don't have to prove anything, you know, it's which
yeah.
is awesome,
you know. And I've also noticed that, you know, yeah, there's I also feel like there's a level of caliber in country music that the other genres don't have. And I don't say that disrespectfully. I say that it's like, you know, like the independent artists are more like minor leaguers, you know, to use baseball terminology. You know, the talent and the performance and the songs that you're seeing are as good, if not better, than what you're hearing on the radio and seeing in that in the bigger places. You know, I really feel that, you know, and seeing a lot of these artists I've interviewed and talking with them and listening to their music, you know, I find myself more and more going back to the independent artists and listening to them over the, you know, the Lukes and the the Marins of the world. Like, I really am.
Yes. Well, because I feel like too, you know, I mean, you know, I love all those big named artists, but I feel like once you get to be that at that level, when you're writing songs for radio and stuff like that, I feel like in a way that kind of, you know, minimizes or, you know, just makes the, I don't know, like your creativity have to be a little bit less than what you would do if you're just like, I'm just writing this song and putting it out. And like, yes, of course, I want people to like it, but I'm not thinking about it. Okay, is it 2.5 minutes? Is it, you know, does it check these boxes for radio? You know what I mean? It's just like, well, I'm just going to get down to like what country music is all about. And that's just to like write a good song and the story, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, no, I agree with you. Like 100%. It's really fun to like go on, you know, like with streaming, it's kind of cool. I feel like it makes it a little bit easier to discover, you know, the more like independent artists, you know, rather than just listening to, you know, country 101.5, you know?
Right, so. Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, and to piggyback on that, you know, when it comes to, you know, somebody like you or Kirstie, because we've talked about it, or Sarah, you know, when you ladies sing something, right, regardless of what it is, you know, I think the regular person believes you, you know, whether it's something you actually went through or not.
Yeah.
Know, but like, you know, when Luke Combs or, you know, somebody, you know, in the arena country music world sings something, yeah, everybody likes it. Everybody sings along. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you know, Luke Combs and Kenny Chesney are not going back to their 9-to-5 to do their thing after the show.
That's so true. Yeah. Yes. Because it is all about the story. And sometimes when you hear like, you know, I mean, obviously you can be writing about different parts of your life, but like when I hear like Carrie Underwood sing like a breakup song or something, I'm like, well, but I know that you're married and have like 2 kids right now.
Right.
You know,
right,
you know,
right. 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 Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny because so, I went to go cover Chris Lane and Ernest and Lily Rose.
Oh, awesome.
And, you know, I had seen Chris Lane before, and it's like, you know, but it's like before he had gotten married. And, you know, now it's funny to hear those songs because it's like, you know, like
we know,
you know, you're a huge artist now. Like, we know that you're not making big, big plans anymore. You've already made those plans. Like,
yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Those plans happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Which is great. Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny how different it is because, you know, even those mainstream artists that sing these songs, you know, for most people, they still can connect. And I think that's, you know, the biggest thing about country music is regardless of, you know, independent artists or signed artists, there's a connection there with the
fans. Yes. Yes. Well, and that's the thing too, you know, sometimes like when it comes to songwriting, it's like, yes, you are writing from your own experience, you know, most of the time, but sometimes it's like just to be human and like living and like observing, that inspires you too. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your story that you're telling all the time. Sometimes, right, you know, you are telling, you know, somebody else's story, but you could be close to that in some capacity.
Yeah.
So, so that is true too. It's like, you know, it's all, I think that's just what connects us is like being able to just like, imagine. I mean, that's why people like love movies too, right? It's because it's like,
yeah,
oh, I'm watching this story and to kind of like escape and like, you know, I might not be, you know, like I might not be a wizard like in Harry Potter, but like there's aspects about that story that I can relate to, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's all about the connection. And, you know, the more human the story is, the more believable, the more believable it is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, so you know, even, you know, I was actually, it's funny because I was talking to another podcaster, I guess, yesterday or the day before. Oh, cool. And we were talking about, you know, some big artists and, you know, things that we know as people that they've gone through, you mm-hmm. know, now after hearing certain songs, and it's like, oh, damn, I thought they meant this, but they actually mean that, or they were singing to this person and not who I thought they were singing to. And, you know, it takes, but still it works, you know.
Yeah.
It still connects with somebody. And I think that's, you know, that makes a great song.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, and I was like talking to somebody the other day about like, I don't know. Oh, maybe it was like Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh yeah, they like just broke up and all this stuff. And they were like, oh, I don't even know like all of like the history of like who they're dating or what they're or all that kind of stuff. I just like, oh, like I thought the song was about them and that. So also, but most people probably just like listen to the song and is like, oh yeah, that's what they're going through right now, you know. I'm like, yeah. I just like celebrity gossip, so I just like, what's happening with this person, you know what I mean?
Yeah it's funny because I have no idea about celebrity gossip unless it's in the country music world. And
yes,
you know, because it's, you know, I talk about it all the time and how small the industry
it is, such a small
is.
yeah
you know, so it's like I've run across people that actually know, you know, so and so, and actually know so and so, you know. So it's like, you know, you kind of hear the stories that actually happen rather than what's in the headlines
in the magazines or something.
Yeah, so it's really fascinating because, you know, people have no problem talking to you.
No. Well, and I think too, it's like everybody always wonders. I mean, you know, even like an indie artist song that I hear a song of, I'm always like, oh, I wonder like what happened or like what they meant or like, yeah. Not, you know what I mean? Like what brought them to this place where they wrote that, you know?
Right.
So I think it's like just like human nature to like, ooh, huh, interesting, you know.
Yeah. So now that we've, you know, pretty much talked about everything that is the industry and how to write music,
yes.
How did you get to where you are?
Yes. Well, so I am originally from Arizona and like born and raised there. You know, it's funny because whenever people are like, well, like country music, how did you get that from Arizona? Because most of the time, you know, they like associate that with like the South. And of course, you know, but yeah. Arizona is very like Western cowboy vibes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I loved like my parents, their first date was at a George Strait concert. So we were always listening to country music in the house and, you know, like ranging from like Faith Hill to like, I grew up in the era of when like Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, you know, were first coming out. And, you know, I have three sisters. So I always, you know, we would always love to like sing and dance and all that kind of stuff. So when I was little, I just started singing. And then as I got older and started listening to these other artists, they really inspired me. And, you know, like when you're like a little kid and people ask you like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And like, when you're little, you're like, oh, I want to be like an astronaut or whatever. Like, I was always like, I want to be a singer, you know? And
yeah.
Then when it got to the point, you know, like my senior year of high school is when I actually really started to write songs. And that's when I was really like, you know what, I'm going to take what I thought at the time was like, I'm going to take a gap year and take a year off and not go to college and like pursue this music thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I started recording some songs in Arizona, like when I was in high school where I was from. And then that eventually my producer in Arizona was like, you need to come to this, the Songwriters Festival in Kauai. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll come to Hawaii and go to this Songwriters Festival, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where I met my producer that took me out to Nashville. And that's when I mean, honestly, that is me deciding my senior year of high school to take a year off was really what you know, kind of immerse me into this world. And, you know, since then, like, you know, I went to Nashville, recorded 2 albums. And then this was like 8 years ago now. At the time, Nashville's changed a lot, you know, in the last 8 years or like in the last 5 years even. And at the time when I first went there, I didn't really stand out. I was like another country artist who wanted to be like Taylor Swift or Carrie Underwood. And I'm from the West Coast. So I was like, well, I'm going to go check out LA. And I ended up moving to LA mainly because I was 18 and like wanted to move to one of these cities, but also wanted to be somewhat close to home, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I moved out to LA when I was 18, didn't know anybody. And it was just kind of like, I'm going to do this music thing. And over the years, to kind of sum it up, you know, I've, you know, put a band together. And then starting in like 2019, I've been putting out a new single every 6 to 8 weeks and, you know, have been able to go back and forth between LA and Nashville frequently. And, you know, like it's just kind of, you know, it's like with the music industry, the longer you're in it, the more progress you make and the longer you want to just keep on doing this. And, you know, I've been able to do some really cool things, you know, that like I never even thought, like, cause you know, when you start this industry, I was 18 and I had just recorded an album and I was like, cool, well, I guess now I'm going to go to labels and like show them,
yeah,
you know, which is like, no, like that's not obviously like how it works. Like I'm really grateful. You know, I did those 2 albums and then I had a foundation to build from. Yeah. And then from there, you know, I've been able to open up for some really cool people as an independent artist, just by like, you know, like you learn like, okay, you have to sending emails, writing songs, playing shows, networking, you know, like being creative. That's all what an independent artist does. It's like you're everybody. Obviously you are part of a great community, but you have to wear a lot of different hats, you know? So I'm just really grateful for the path I've been on, but 2019 is kind of what really kicked off my career with being kind of recognized. I had been releasing music for a while, and then I was starting to be recognized from like Spotify playlisting and everything.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of what I've gotten to play like Whiskey Jam and like open up for Toby Keith and Billy Currington and Old Dominion and Jason Aldean, and just you know, I've gotten to play some great festivals because of, you know, just some like Spotify really helped me with that. So
yeah.
I think right now it's like the best and the worst time to be an independent artist. It's the best time because, you know, if you really want to do it, you have you can right now, but then it's harder because, you know, deals aren't really being, you know, people aren't really signing you as they did in the past. You have to kind of create a name for yourself before.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. So I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of like a brief summary, I guess. And then I just came out with a new song like 2 weeks ago. So yeah, just continuing on that journey of creating and releasing and touring and being able to meet like people like you along the way. So yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was going to touch upon it. I'm glad you did, because, you know, so everything I kind of use and utilize and go through is all through Spotify. You know, Apple Music is great, but I don't have, you know, the only Apple thing I have is my iPhone. And that was I went to that kicking and screaming. you know, they're great, but you know, whatever. But
I feel like they have enough money. And I get it.
Yeah, right. No, it's true. But you know, I'm looking at your Spotify and your numbers because that's what I do. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, again, this, I hate even talking about it, but I've been able to grow this enough where, you know, some of that kind of matters. Where,
yeah,
you know,
yes.
I don't, you know, like you at the beginning of your career, you know, you don't need to necessarily scrap and claw for everyone and anyone. You can kind of pick and choose what you're doing.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
You know, and like, I'm looking at some of these numbers of these songs that you have, and for an independent artist, it's kind of, and please don't take this the wrong way, but it's mind blowing.
Thank you. Thank you. No,
like you have one song on here that has over 3 million listens.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Black how Mirror. The hell did you do that?
Well, you know,
I mean, if you don't want to divulge too many secrets, that's that, fine.
No, but, I mean, honestly, like, I wish I knew the secret even more, because every day, you know, I mean, honestly, like, the secret, I mean, and like, I guess if I could give like my younger self advice, would literally be just to like keep on releasing music. Yeah. You know, I mean, I have a whole catalog of songs that aren't even on Spotify anymore. Like, really? You know, right now when you look on my catalog, it's probably like, I don't know, I think it's like 22, 23 songs or something.
Yeah.
I had like two other albums on there that are now nowhere. Like, maybe you can listen to them on SoundCloud now, but like that before that I now have taken down, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And you know, that's because at least all I know is like the story and like the journey that I've been on, but like from what I've learned is like I learned by like doing trial and error and like releasing and just kind of like immersing myself in the industry. And you know, the song that kind of really immersed me into Spotify at least was a song called Urban Love, and you know, it got picked up on Spotify playlists. And
okay.
The way that, you know, even that is a journey to get to where, you know, I was at the point, and this was in 2019 when, you know, I had released two albums and then released a couple singles, and you know, I had been doing it for a while, and was like, you know what, I am done releasing music that people aren't listening to. Basically, you know, and I want to really, you know, come up with a plan to, you know, I know there's a lot that you can't control in this industry, but like what you can control is like if you can control anything, then like grab onto it, you know.
Yeah.
And I was seeing, you know, like right now the big thing, you know, obviously is streaming and getting on playlists. So I made kind of like a goal in 2019 with getting ready for my release of my song Urban Love. I was like, okay, what are people doing to get on these playlists? They are doing pre-save campaigns, and you know, I didn't even know this, but like in order to even get your song on Spotify playlists, like to pitch them, it has to be uploaded in the Spotify for Artists app at least a week before, but it's even better to have it be longer so that you can submit it to those playlists, which I had no idea about. So I, you know, just did all this research and made sure that I submitted my song to the Spotify playlist, and then I had maybe like 500 people pre-save my song, because I was literally just like texting every single person I knew, Instagram messaging, you know, just kind of doing the old DIY thing. And then I really do think that that is what got me noticed by curators and like people at Spotify, and then that's kind of just what launched me from, you know, from there. So
right,
yeah, just, you know, like reaching out to and like being that annoying friend and be like, hey, my new song's coming out, you know. Yeah. But like people really do, I think they like to support people, you know. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Just
trusting that. Yeah. But that's like, you know, 2019 is when I really started to do that. And then with that, like once you start getting kind of recognized on these playlists, you know, if you release a song and then wait 6 months and release another one, they're gonna forget about you. So it's like, you know, I released my next song like 8 weeks after, but even now I'm trying to do like every like 6 to 8 weeks. So so yeah, you know, just like being consistent with it all. And you know, of course you go through like it's up and down all the time, you know. Sure. But like, yeah, I don't know. So yeah, it's been good though, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it's like I was looking at your numbers and seeing how many listens you have, and I was like, there's got to be something more to this that I'm just not seeing. And you know, I scoured the internet looking for you and expecting some sort of, you know, idol or voice attachment, and there was nothing. And I was like, this girl's like doing it all on her own and like really kind of kicking ass.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And it, you know, and like, I love that, you know, because it's like, you know, we haven't really talked much about how, you know, your songs are really good.
Thank you.
Know, so you're welcome. So it's not like, you know, you're just plugging away at songs that suck.
Yeah. You know? Okay, good.
You know,
Yes.
Because they're good, you know, and they're catchy, and they're, you know, they are pop country, which is the thing right now. And, you know, they don't sound like crap. Which,
thank you.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but, you know, some independent artists
do,
you know.
Yes.
And that's not their fault. It's not, you know, it's not that the song is bad. It was just, you know, whether produced bad or
exactly, there's so much that goes into it.
Like, people are going to get pissed off at me, but
no,
you know, it's true. You know, there's plenty of artists that I really like that, you know, I'll send to somebody else and be like, hey, listen to this song. Isn't this great? And they're like, oh, this song sucks. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I really like this song.
You know, well, no, but, and it's like you said, like a key thing, you know, which I have learned over recording a lot of songs, but like, you know, it's like about the song, but then also it's like, and you don't really know this when you're first starting out either, is like even knowing a producer, like, you know, it's like, yes, going to a producer, but then also being able to have the ability to like pick and choose, because you know a couple different producers. And, you know, as independent artists and stuff, when you're first starting out, you just don't know. Like, I mean, if you're like me, you don't know anything about anything, you know, about the music industry. There's not really, like even if you study music in school, there's no guide to being an independent artist, you know?
Right.
And so it's interesting, because it's like, you know, like when I first started, I worked with this one producer who was great, but it just didn't make, it was like more like old school country, which is great, but I was trying to, even trying to be like more of like a country pop. I mean, like I told, like my inspirations were like Carrie Underwood and like, you know, Taylor Swift, you know? So, so then it's like over time, like even like finding like, you know, like now when I go in, I'm like, cool, I have this song, and I kind of have like a couple producers that I work with. So now I can be like, who would suit this song best, like as far as producing it goes, you know, because it's more than just the song, because then it's also like, okay, then who can I trust to make this song what I actually want it to be, you know, because that's a whole other thing. So I know it's interesting, and yeah, sometimes I do feel for like the people who you know, I hear like, I'm like, oh, this is a great song, but like, man, the production or something like that. But I mean, you just like, I think the more you release and stuff, you just learn, because like I'm still learning, you know. So
yeah. Absolutely. Now, speaking of which, do you have you ever had a song where you take it to a round and you play it acoustically, or, you know, however you initially put it out there, and then you go in the studio, you record it, you produce it, it's, you know, it's in its final product. And do you have a song where you go back and you go, huh, I wish I would have just kept it a little more, I don't want to say more country, because that sounds negative, but
like more, you know, more true to like its original form or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to, like sometimes, you know, well, I mean, there's a song that I honestly haven't even recorded and like haven't even put out, because I am afraid of that happening, of like, I love the raw form of it, that I'm like, I almost don't want to put all of like the whistles and gadgets on it, because I think that the, just, you know, the way that I wrote it, which was just with my guitar, you know, like I really just don't imagine, because sometimes, you know, it's like you write a song and you can imagine how it's going to be produced, kind of, you know, like you write it kind of with that intent or something. But then there's some songs that you're like, no, maybe like this is just supposed to be like raw, you know? So like out of like the songs that I've released, at least like that I have out at this moment, I am none of those ones I feel like, oh, I wish that this wasn't recorded this way. But there are some that like I want to put out in the world, but I haven't yet, because I don't want to like record it or like have it be like produced. But then I'm like, maybe I'll just record an acoustic version and just put that out, you know, and then see what happens.
You know, it's so funny, because, you know, I you know, and then there's artists that will, you know, sing their songs in a round, and that's exactly how they put it out. And it's like, yes. Okay, well, it could have used a little more work, or, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not a, I'm not an industry insider by any means, but like, I also am the consumer, and I know what sounds good to me. You know, and
yes, yes.
There's, you know, there a perfect example. I have a when I was in college, I followed around a band called OAR, right?
Okay.
And they had put out a couple years ago, they were writing a song in Nashville. It sounded very country music-y. It was great. And you know, they're a jam band, you know, kind of band. So it mm-hmm. was kind of out of their realm. And you know, over the years they've really become more, you know, Imagine Dragons sounding, and you know, whatever. Okay. So mm-hmm. and then they released this song, and it has all those bells and those whistles and those, you know, click tracks, and it's like,
yeah,
why the fuck did you do that? You know,
yes,
why didn't you just keep it,
just keep you it know, you ha- too
right,
yeah
right, keep it you, keep it raw. You know, country music is, you know, anybody with any sort of musical career that isn't going, you know, the yeah. right way, you know, is doing country music and succeeding at it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so why wouldn't you dabble in that? You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously that's so true.
Get,
yeah.
I don't get paid to make those decisions.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I did, that would be like one of the first questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's so interesting. That they, well, I think too, it's like, you know, maybe it's like the longer you're in something, you're like, you do listen. Cause I even find myself sometimes, falling into this where I'm like with my producer and I'm like, oh yeah, I want it to be like this song or this song that's like already out. But then I'm like, I like, no, like you want to keep to who you are, but then sure. it's hard to be in this industry too. Cause it's like, oh, but then like what, cause it's like, you know, it's tricky because it's like I want to be an artist and I want to be true to who I am, but then I also want to be listened to, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, yeah. and like yeah. and like you know, like there are different things that trend and different things that like are popular and things like that, and it's like, you know, it's like you have to like take some of that in, or like you don't have to, but it's like you feel like you have to a lot of the time. Yeah. You know, yeah. but then I think that honestly, like the people who do the best and who become like, you know, like legendary in the industry are people who just like do their thing. Yeah. And eventually that, like, you know, it all has its own timing, you know?
Right.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and I've noticed that, like, you know, a lot of artists will say like, oh, I want to be like so-and-so, like, you know, like you have
yeah.
said,
yes. you know,
but like those certain, some of those things, like, just they happen by circumstance, you know, they
exactly.
happen by
yeah
by luck, you know. Taylor Swift yes. had a great country music career, and then just so happened it just so happened she could cross over and be a mega pop star too.
Exactly I mean that, yeah, you're totally right. Like, I mean, she is not the first person who's tried to do that or
right.
who's done that, and who, you know what I mean, like that's the thing, like that's what's so interesting about her career, honestly. I mean, okay, so how she's like 31 now or something, and she came out yeah. with her first album when she was like, what, 15, 16?
Yeah.
And she's like stayed, well, she's been consistent, but she's like also like stayed relevant. And maybe it's because it's like, you know, she grew up with her audience, you know?
Right, right.
But it's very interesting how, like, you know, there's people like her, and then there's people who, you know, like have their moment, and then like they come out with like their second or third album, and then you just kind of like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean, obviously like her music's amazing, but then yeah, you're right, I think there's also like timing and like marketing, like there's so much that goes into it, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I find it interesting you say that, especially about Taylor, because, you know, with her growing up with her audience, and then mm-hmm. you know, everybody in the media is like, well, when is she going back to country? And it, you know,
yeah.
is this her next country album? And it's like, yeah, if she's growing with her audience, that's exactly where she's going back to, because now
yeah.
all of us that
yeah.
are in our early to mid 30s are that's the demographic right now.
That's yeah, that's so true.
Those people are listening to. So yeah, I'm sure she will.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm like I mean, even like her last two albums, you know, like Folklore and Evermore, you know, it's more like kind of like folky and you know, and stuff like that. So well, also too, like that's like a really cool thing about her too, is that like no album sounds the same, you know, like everyone is different. And she's not afraid to, she's not afraid to kind of switch it up really, you know, because like her changing into like the pop scene could have been bad, you know, like, you know, she could have been like, well, you're country though. Cause honestly, that's kind of how I felt at the very, very beginning. I was like, wait, but your country, oh, but then I'm like, oh, but then I just love your song. So it doesn't even matter because like, that's at the root of it. That is what makes you country is like your songwriting, you know?
Yes. You know, so, it made me laugh because I was fortunate enough to see Taylor, you know, pretty close in concert for the Bad Reputation, for the Bad Reputation tour. And
so fun. Yeah.
You know, and I'm walking around, but, and then there's still people with their, you know, with their cowboy boots and their, you know, and their hats. And I'm like, I get what you're doing. Like, I get it.
Yes.
I get you. You know, you're still making the connection to country music, but you know, the show you're about to see is the last thing
it's not
you would ever see at a country music concert.
So true. I know.
You know, but it was interesting, you know, it was, and you know, all those people, you know, were in my age range, you know, that. You know, because at the time I was probably, I don't know, 30, when was that? Four or five years ago?
It was like 2018 or about, yeah, like 2018 or something.
Yeah. So yeah, I was early 30s and it was, you know, it made sense because I was, you know, it's like, to me, Taylor Swift is a country music artist and she always will be, regardless of what she's done in the pop world.
Yes. No, I love her. She's so good. Yeah. Well, so, and she's like, she's such a performer too, know, like,
you know, I have no bones about telling people that her concert was one of the best I've ever seen.
Oh, same. You know, well, and too, what's fun too, it's like, you know, she's one of the only people who I can go and see. And I literally know every single song, you know, and too, it does have like a nostalgic thing for me. Cause I'm like, I started listening to her when I was in sixth grade, you know? And it's like, when I hear Love Story, it reminds me of like my seventh grade talent show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like a nostalgic thing, kind of like growing up type of thing too, you know? And I think we all have those artists that we listen to that were like, oh, this just like, I love them so much because they just, I grew up with them, you know?
It's funny you say Love Story came out when you were in sixth grade, because I think I was already in my first or second year of college when that. Damn. God, I'm getting old.
But you know what? Like, the older I get, the more I'm kind of like, okay, like, I don't know. It's like you learn, you know, and like you can kind of just, I'm getting more confident the older I get.
Oh, hell yeah. You find yourself, you know, more and more with every year you're on this planet.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
And that's not even just, you know, in whatever industry you're in or whatever your career is. That's, you know, you as a person.
Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like when I first started like doing music, I was like, if I'm not here by this age, then I guess that's when I'll, you know, like do something else. But it's like your perspective changes because I'm like, well, man, I wouldn't want to do anything else, you know, and you keep on progressing. So it's like, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So now with you being, you know, now that we're talking about pop country and everything that is that, and you being in L.A., do you have any plans or any foresight of, you know, moving to Nashville and doing that thing full time, or are you pretty comfortable in LA?
Well, you know, so I'm kind of lucky because, the band that I played with for a long time out in LA, all now live in Nashville. So I have, I like rent a room for like super cheap in their place that I just always have. And I like, I'm going back there again in like 2 weeks for a couple weeks. Awesome. So I'm lucky that I get to go back and forth. And, you know, every time I'm there, I'm like, oh yeah, like I want to stay. And then I come out to LA, I'm like, oh no. And I think I really do like the going back and forth, because when I am in Nashville, it's like, I'm only there to work. I'm only there for music. I'm not there to like, you know, like here it's like, okay, yeah, I do music, but then I also have like my friend group, and then, oh, I have to go to the dentist, or, you know what I mean? It's like you have your life, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So I really do like that aspect of things, of like when I'm there, it's like to grind, and I have rights. I have like multiple rights every day, shows, meetings, all that, and kind of like go back and forth. So I do really like that. But I do want to go out to Nashville for like a longer period of time for that downtime, because I do think that there's also something to be said for just kind of being there and not being and like having time to like not work. And then, because I think opportunities come up from that as well, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So, so like right now I do like the kind of like going back and forth and everything, but I, you know, I hope with COVID it's everything has been weird, but like, I'm hoping that like over like the summer I can just stay out there, you know?
Yeah.
And So yeah, I know, like to answer your question, like yes and no, you know, like I don't really feel like I'm like missing out because I do go there so frequently, but do I think that there's like something more I could get if I was there longer? Maybe. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it's funny, you know, I talk to so many people that, you know, talk about Nashville that aren't in Nashville and doing exactly what you're doing in the back and forth. And, you know, it's pretty much the same story where they're like, you know, I would love to live there, but I also like doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Where I live. Yes.
You know, because it also, you know, with the way the internet is and everything, you don't need to stay in Nashville to be discovered
in
as you know. I mean, you're killing it, and you're not even, you know, you're not even anywhere close.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And, you know, I think too, like, I do like having kind of like the breathing room of being able to be there and then like leave, because for me personally, I'm like, my family, like, you know, like I need to be where, like, yes, I feel like I'm progressing in my career, but then also just like personally, like I'm being like fulfilled with, like, you know, my relationships. And I'm like, right now, like my whole family's like, I have a sister who's in California. So, and my mom's here right now. So it's nice to be like, have that accessibility as well, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah. You need to be where your support is too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. You know, yeah.
Cause there's a lot to be said about that. You know, if you don't have your people close, it's hard.
It's hard. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, but that's why, I feel really lucky that like I do have like the opportunity to be able to like go back and forth, and like I feel like the more that I go back and forth, it's like you know, with like the country music scene, it's like Kirsty and like Sarah, it's like, wow, like I have like friends, you know, like they're that are like genuine, which is like really that's one thing that's really cool about Nashville. Right. You know.
Now let me ask you, because you know, this is the first real conversation I've had that with somebody that also knows people that I have come to know.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, in this world. Now, what is it like having friendships with these people? Do you, you know, is there like a level of, you know, I'm going to say healthy, healthy competition between, you know, you and let's say Kirsty or Sarah, or are you guys just friends? And when it comes to work, you know, work is work, and you guys are doing your, you know, really different things.
Yes, exactly. Well, so, you know, I will say, like, so, you know, when I first started pursuing music, you know, if you would have asked me this question, I don't know, like when I was 18, 19, 20, I may have had a different answer for you, you know, but like, as, you know, like when I was first starting out, I was like, I I didn't even want to co-write. I was like, I just want to write my songs. I want to do this. This is, you know, like that's what I want to do, you know? And then the longer you're in this industry, the more you're like, oh, hey, co-writing isn't because you can't write by yourself. That's not what it is, you know?
Right.
You co-write, you know, there's a couple different reasons why. A, because first of all, like you bringing you two heads is better than one. It doesn't mean that the other head is better than you. It means that you're coming in with a perspective and they're coming in with a perspective. And it's really cool to be able to see somebody else's perspective on like the same idea, you know, and that makes you a better writer. So to kind of like answer like your question, I guess, like I'm kind of at a point now in my career and in my life. And I think that you, at least from my experience, I think you kind of have to like grow and get here. Is like now it's like when I have these friendships and everything like that, I don't feel competition because I really do genuinely think that like we are all so different and we all have something to give. And you grow with your friends, you grow with your group of where you're at. Like I was at an NSAI like meeting once and like somebody from Sony was there and somebody asked a question and they're like, how do you start writing with hit songwriters? You know, like how do you get in the room with those top writers? And she's like, write with your friends because that's who like okay, Nicole Galleon is writing with her friends, you know, like Nicole, like she and her friends are the ones who have other number ones. They just write with their friends and they grew into their career together. That's what you have to do. Just write with your friends and write with people that you like and that you feel are, you know, and like that's how you'll grow. So, you know, now I kind of feel like I'm at the point where it's like if my friends are starting to succeed, then it's like awesome. This is my circle of people and like that's my peer. You know what I mean? So now I kind of see it in that way. But I think, you know, like, yeah, this is a weird industry and it's, I don't think it's necessarily like makes you bad or like if at first you're like, oh, there's some like healthy competition because like, of course it's like, you know, like you see, I'm like, oh, that person's playing this show and that person's, you know, on the Boots and Whiskey podcast and that person's doing that. And I want to do that. Yeah. And that's kind of like, it's a thing that's not really like competition, but it's like you see what your friends are doing to like kind of do what they're doing and then they see what you're doing to do what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense, you know.
Yeah,
you know, for somebody like me where, you know, it's weird because like this whole, and I'm probably spilling a lot of tea here, but you know, this side of it, you know, the podcast side, you know, the media side of it, you know, it's a lot more cutthroat than I think I anticipated it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, you know, I do something and then I see another show do the same thing or vice versa, you know, and it's not even, what's the word I want? It's not even intentional, you know, it's just how it happens because, you know, the independent artist field is so vast, but also so small, you know, when it comes to, you know, talent that, you know, it's inevitable that you're going to come across the same people, you know, it's inevitable that you're going to, you know, have the same people on your shows. And, you know, that's why, you know, based on our conversation yesterday, this is why it's so important to me that our conversations and the conversations on this show are the way they are, you know, because I've listened to other podcasts or other interviews and it's cookie cutter. And if that's how they want to do it, that's great. It's just not for me. You know, it's just
isn't. To have a conversation like I love listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And my favorite podcasts are ones like this, like you said, like that they're just two people having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, because it flows a lot better. And, you know, it's not, I don't know. Yeah. Because like, you know, even as a consumer of podcasts, I can tell when it's like, oh, this person just had like questions written on a sheet and asked them and it didn't really feel organic, you know? Yeah. So I love this. And it's like, we're having like a real conversation, you know?
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, I pride myself on that. And, you know, I know some people don't like the format or the setup and, you know, because it is that, you know, it could, this conversations could go anywhere as you, as you've seen, you know, you know, that's what I love about it is that it's not, you know, I don't, you know, you have a career, you have a great career, you're doing, you know, the same thing a lot of other people on the show are doing, you know, like, I know that, you know, I want to know you, I want to know who Kirstie Huff is. That's, you know, that's, and that's my, my goal, you know, I don't care that you write songs. I know that you do. That's why you're here.
Yes, you know,
we're like, we're going to talk about it. We're going to touch on it because, you know, I'd be doing you a disservice if we didn't.
Yes, but then, like, what,
right, like, because if we talked about that, all of these episodes would be 20 minutes. And
yes, and it would be boring for you after a while to be like, what's your song? Like, I don't know.
So you have a song out, like everybody else.
Like everybody else does. Exactly.
Like,
you played a show once. Awesome.
Right. And, you know, that's, I honestly, when I first started this, that's how I thought a lot of these conversations were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a conversation with somebody. I was like, that's going to get really boring really fast.
Yeah.
You know, for me, for the kind of person I am, you know, because I want to shoot the shit. I want to, you know, I want to learn about you. I, like I said, I know you write songs. I know you play guitar. I know you do all this stuff. I did my research, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, and like everybody also, I mean, also it's like everybody would be able to figure that out too before, you know what I mean? Like, like anyway, like, so yeah, that's why I think it's cool that you're like, oh, cool. Now people can actually get to know me instead of just like, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I'm always pushing my songs. People know that I release songs, you know?
Right. And like, that's the other thing. Like, yeah, I'm here to highlight you as an artist, but and, you know, tell the world about your music, but I really feel in my bones that it's more important for people and, you know, consumers to understand the person behind the music, not to sound cliche, you know, in order to really appreciate the music they're listening to.
Exactly. Well, like, you know, I mean, to kind of like bring it back around to like what we were first talking about, it's like, then it's kind of cool to kind of see like where the song came from or like where their music comes from or like, you know, anything like that. Like, I love to listen to you know, different podcasts of like people interviewing like you know, like already like famous artists. Like, there's like this podcast called like And the Writer Is, and they like interview songwriters and stuff, and it's really cool to just kind of hear like who they are as a person, you know, because I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense that then like you would write this song or like, you know, like,
right.
I just think it's it brings more meaning to the music, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, it's also, it makes it feel more genuine, you know, it makes it feel like, I don't know, it's really hard to, you know, put out there in words because it's more of a feeling, you know.
I
really hope that people that listen to these like feel the emotion that is behind it, you know, not just for me, but from the, you know, and like,
yes,
obviously there's guests that just want to come in and talk about their songs and their music or whatever is out, and like, that's fine, you know, that's,
yeah,
you know, sometimes you can't get blood from a stone, you know, and you know, they're on a different trajectory, and that's totally okay, you know, and I want to have those people on too, because you know, whatever, you know, and it's just so funny, it's fascinating to me how, you know, some people like you, you know, want to have a conversation, and then there's other people that don't, and that's okay.
Yeah,
you know, I'm cool for whatever, you know, but you know, I'm very clear, you know, because I ran into that a lot during season one, where it was like, you know, you listen to some episodes and it's like trying to pull, you know, you can hear it, you can feel it. It's like, all right, give me this.
Come it's on, like that moment of silence. Anyway,
right, and it's. You know, and that's when it's, you know, when to stop the conversation. It's like, all right, well, I know I'm not going to get anything else out of you. So cool, thanks.
So yeah, so you like, know? Where can I find your song? Awesome.
No, but it's true. It's true. Yeah, and then there's other people, you know, I could just talk to and talk to and talk to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I try to limit it too, so that people that are listening aren't like, all right, like,
where is this going?
Right. It's not going anywhere. We're just shooting the shit.
Which is really, that should be, you should change your name of the pod, shooting the shit.
right.
Boots and whiskey, shooting the shit.
Yeah, that just should be my tagline. Thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh.
You know, yes. We were just shooting the shit.
That should be. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh God, I don't think the powers to be would let me put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But
that'd be funny though.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be awesome. I'd really stand out amongst the crowd for that one.
Yeah.
So, and after I say it all that, you know, I'm gonna bring this around to end this. Not because this is an interesting, but we're at an hour.
Yes.
And I'm sure you have plenty of shit to do.
plenty of shit to shoot. Okay. Right.
So my last few things I always ask everybody, and I still haven't figured out a way to segue this or make it into the conversation, because it's just not the way the show is. But seeing we are the Boots and Whiskey podcast, I need to know your whiskey of choice. And if you wear boots, what are your brand of boots of choice?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I have a ton of, I have so many boots, more boots than friends. And which could be saying a lot or not anything. Okay. And I'm such a bad brand person. I don't even know like what my favorite brand is. I just go to Boot Barn and like pick what I like.
Nice.
Yes. So yeah, I love boots. Whiskey, I don't like whiskey.
What?
I know.
What? Chrissy, this is something you could have told me 58 minutes ago.
Yeah, we could then you would have been like, no, you have to like boots and whiskey to be on this.
This would have been a real quick like, all right, so where can we find your music?
See, that's why I waited. I was like, yeah. I know he's gonna
That's brilliant. You figured it out. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah, see, I was like, if he's got a whole podcast called Boots and Whiskey, he's gotta like whiskey.
That's true. I mean, I sure.
I know. Well, you tell me your favorite, and then I'll try it, and then I'll see if that.
Now you're gonna put this on me. The typical woman. So I'm gonna be totally transparent with you. I've only started to like whiskey over the last 6-7 months or so.
Oh, okay. So you're giving me all this crap.
Listen. This is my show. I'll do whatever the hell I want.
True.
So long story short, we met some friends at a whiskey bar restaurant not far from where we live. Okay. And, you know, my wife's a big whiskey drinker, has been, you know, she's always liked whiskey.
Okay.
And she's always tried to get me to do it like it's a drug. Try it. And I was like, you know, I would try it. I was like, nah, not for me. But during the shutdowns and the pandemic and yada, yada, yada.
You're like, really, now's the best time to try whiskey.
Well, I started drinking IPAs and I never really could get into it. I never really liked it. It was just, I was bored. I was at home, you know, I had nothing to do. So I was trying IPAs and finding what I liked and what I didn't like. And I found that I didn't like more IPAs than I did.
Okay.
So I stopped doing that. Now, this is a real long story on how to get to what I like to drink.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
So we go to this bar restaurant and they have flights of whiskey. So you get a couple of different ones. And my wife's friend's boyfriend at the time says, what do you want to have? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know any of this shit. I know who Jack Daniels is. And I know. Like,
see, I was just going to lie and say Jack Daniels, but then I was like, not even, I was like, it is a whiskey, right?
Yes, and it's a good one. So, okay. So that's how Jack is kind of how I got started. And they had a Lynchburg lemonade, and I was like, you know what the hell, I'll try that, I'll give it a whirl. And well, that was a bad idea because it just snowballed. And so we did the flight, and the flight was great, and then so on and so forth. And here I am, where, you know, I probably sound like an alcoholic where all I do is drink whiskey all day, but that's not true, you know. But Jack is the go-to.
Okay.
It's just, you know, for where I live, a lot of the stuff I'm interested in, I can't get up in the Northeast.
Okay.
For regional, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I've been, you know, I've reached out to distilleries, and they've sent me bottles that I'm, very, very grateful for. And, you know, we actually just started last Friday. By the time this comes out, this is going to be really old to people, but, and I'll explain that to you later. But so we did TX whiskey out of Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
And it was fantastic. Like, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So by the time this episode comes out, this whole review on YouTube will already be out and all that stuff. So I'm not giving anybody anything they don't know.
So go watch the video.
yeah. So go check it out on YouTube. You can find it. And that's one. By the time this comes out, I still haven't have done it. Because that's just how my life works lately.
It'll either be out or get ready for it to come out.
right. So yeah, you know, I've been just trying a bunch of stuff and finding what I like, finding what I don't like. And, you know, we're doing these in-depth ones.
That's cool.
On our YouTube channel. And everything's authentic, you know, just like these episodes. You know, there's no bullshit. There's no like, oh, this is really good because so and so something.
Because they're
like,
yeah.
Yes. If it sucks, it's I'm going to say it. Right.
That's cool. Right. Okay, that's good. So then I can just go to your YouTube channel and then learn exactly. Do you do boot reviews too?
So fun story. I'm trying to.
Yes. Okay, that's pretty awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So I will. I'm going to just say that, and then I'll text you the story
because okay,
I don't want it really out there yet until it happens. But yeah,
that's exciting.
So boot things I think are on the horizon.
Man. Yeah. I love boots. For Christmas, I got like 4 pairs of boots.
Oh, nice.
I have one pair of
Ariats that I absolutely love and I wear with everything.
Nice.
You know, I have to wear, you know, a quasi suit every day for my 9 to 5, and those are my dress shoes. You know, my
nice, boots. Nice.
Yeah, I love them. They're comfortable. You know, I've broken them in to the point where they slip on, they slip off. It's
man, awesome. that's I love it when it gets to that point.
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, can somebody come and pull this boot off of me? Because I cannot get it off.
Right. You know, it's funny because my wife has a pair of boots that she's had forever. She got for her birthday, you know, before me.
Okay.
And, you know, they were fitted right to her. And they're so old at this point. Like, I can't even tell who made them.
Whoa.
You know, but they're exactly like that. They slip on her. They slip off her, you know, and they're fitted right to her calf. It's awesome.
That's nice. I love boots.
Yeah. So like I said, I'll text you and tell you the story, but I think fingers crossed something's coming.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yes. I want to know.
Yes. So with all that being said, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's much been really fun. It's much earlier in the morning where you are than where I am now. So I thank you for being up and awake and doing this thing.
It's no, awesome. Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Like we'll definitely talk again soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not absolutely. Just on the podcast. Okay.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I have your number, so I will bother the shit out of you.
Awesome. Great.
Maybe to the point where you're like, all right, leave me alone. No, I'm kidding.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And we'll be in touch super soon.
Sounds good. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you have it, everyone. My conversation with Christy Huff. Wasn't she so great? I really love this girl. Like, she's been super kind and super sweet. Like, our relationship hasn't panned out the way that I thought it was going to based on the conversation. I mean, she's busy, I'm busy, you know, life happens. But I know that I could pick up the phone tomorrow and text her or call her and if I needed anything, and she'd be right there. And she's such a sweetheart. So thank you, Christy, for being our first female guest of March. Also, just so you know, I know we're going to feature females this month, but I'm going to tell you right now, Friday is your host with the most. It's my 35th birthday. So I'm probably going to go a little apeshit on Friday with posting. So I apologize in advance. Friday, there will be two songs of the day. One of them will be my go-to birthday anthem that I have every March the 4th. And then there will obviously be a female as well. So just be aware of that. I want to thank my friends and my partners here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, Matthew Allen Photography, who I spent this past weekend with a lot of time with at PBR. Matt and I had a great time. Look for that coverage if it hasn't come out already, because I say that because I'm not sure I'm going to get to it before today's release. But definitely in the next day or two, look out for some of that. Dirt Road Scholar Supply Company, without you guys, I don't really know where we'd be. And Soul Authentic, you know, we're starting up with some great stuff with them. We have some things in the works and some really cool ideas. So stay tuned with that. I think we are going to take a bit of a break with the whiskey reviews this week. The in-depth ones, the ones we release on YouTube, due to some scheduling stuff. Nothing bad, just scheduling. We do have Heaven's Door and Three Chords that we're going to do. That's going to be the next 6 weeks once we start recording those. So keep a lookout for that. Thank you so much for tuning in and kicking off Women's History Month here with us at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Before I forget, this Thursday, March 3rd, we were going to be covering all of the fun and excitement over at Michael Ray over at Six String Bar and Grill right here in Massachusetts over at Foxborough Stadium, or what used to be Foxborough Stadium, now Gillette Stadium and Patriot Place. Our friends over at Country 102.5 were gracious enough to invite us to come and hang out, and I'm super looking forward to seeing Michael Ray. This was a show that was supposed to happen last October, I think. So I'm super psyched that it kicks off, you know, again, my birthday, my birthday weekend, which is going to be great. And our friends Scarlet Drive are going to open up that show. If you forgot, Russell James, one of our friends from season one, he is a lead singer for Scarlet Drive. If you haven't heard that episode, you got to, because it's awesome. I know it was a while ago, and these, you know, maybe we need to have Russell, I think, back. Maybe for episode 100, we'll have Russell back. We'll see. Episode 100 is going to be special because, I mean, we're almost there. We're almost there to episode 100, and we're almost there to our one-year birthday, which we got a lot of things coming up this year in honor of our one-year anniversary. So without further ado, guys, thank you so much for checking out the show today. As always, keep those boots on the ground and the whiskey in the glass. Cheers, everyone. Good night.